Welcome to our program today here on the Talk Station, FM 107, AM 1240. And we are honored to have joining us from Dalaram 2 in Afghanistan, Sergeant Jesse Trumbull, who is with us. Sergeant Trumbull, thanks for making this part of your day today.
No, thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, about what you do in the Marine Corps.
I am an infantry squad leader.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to be a squad leader? What do you do?
Our platoon, we have three infantry squads underneath our platoon, sergeant platoon commander.
Mm-hmm.
And our three squads, along with the rest of our company, conduct the actual combat operations along with our counterparts in the Afghan Army and their other forces.
Okay. Who are you assigned to there?
We are with Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 8th Marines, from Camp Lejeune, but we are directly attached to RCT6 here at Dalaram right now.
All right, great. Well, we want to get to know you a little bit, if we can, Sergeant Trumbull. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Originally, until I came in the Marine Corps after I graduated high school, I was from Clay Center, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was in 2002. And then I currently am stationed at Camp Lejeune, but my home now is actually in Chesapeake, Virginia, with my wife and kids.
Oh, okay. What town in Kansas was that again, and how big a town is that?
Clay Center. It's about 5,000 people.
Oh. Did you enlist right out of high school?
Yes, I did. I came in the September following when I graduated.
Okay. What made you choose the Marine Corps? What attracted you there?
Didn't really feel like going to college, and went to a recruiter. And he convinced me to come into the Marine Corps.
Okay. And now, how long ago was that? How long have you been in?
I've been in about 9.5 years.
Okay. Well, great. Again, as Sergeant Trumbull, is our guest, as he speaks to us from Dalaram 2 in Afghanistan, and we're talking a little bit about, again, the job as an infantry rifleman. Now, I know that you're going to be confined a little bit about what you can say, but... Is where you're stationed there, Dalaram 2, do you head out into forward bases from there or other positions from there?
We conduct operations at different places around the RCT6's area that they are in control of. Just depends on what they want us to do and where they want us to go, whether it's stuff on foot or if we go out in trucks. It just depends on whatever they want us to do, we go out and do it whenever and however they need us to do it.
And I know in the Marine Corps, everybody is trained. Everybody comes in really as a rifleman. So, is this something that you had chosen to concentrate on and to make this kind of progress?
I don't understand exactly what you mean for that. Like to be in the infantry, or
yes, as your MOS.
Well, it's I guess when I was a little kid, I always had enjoyed being the one little kid that got to get dirty and play with guns in the Marine Corps. With the infantry, you get to shoot guns, blow stuff up, and be dirty all the time. That's what I actually get paid to do. So it's kind of like being a little kid but getting paid for it.
There you go. All right. Again, tell us a little bit about your job there. How many Marines are you working with right now?
My platoon is about 40 people, but I'm actually in charge of 12 Marines, and I also have a Navy corpsman that's directly attached to my squad as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how long have you been deployed there now?
We left the first week of January.
All right. This is not your first deployment, I guess, if you've been in for 9 years or so. Tell us about other deployments you've had.
Prior to coming to 1st Battalion, 8th Marines, I came here last summer. I was out on the West Coast with 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, and I deployed to Iraq with them and also went on a Westpac with them, which was a tour on ships through out the Southwest Pacific and Southwest Asia.
Mm-hmm. And then in those deployments, how would you characterize the difference? Is there a big difference from when you were deployed in Iraq to now being deployed at Dalaram 2?
There is a vast difference, even though it's a Muslim culture in both countries. There's a vast difference in just the way things operate here compared to the way things were in Iraq. But that was also earlier in the Iraq War, and we're at the point now where we're just here to help the Afghans so that we can turn everything over to them. So it's a completely different mission type, but it's still whatever they need us to do. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Sergeant Trumbull, are you have a chance to work closely at all with any of the locals, any of the Afghans?
When we are out, we're usually, depending on what operations we do, we work hand-in-hand. Every mission we go out and do, we do work with some sort of Afghan military force. And also, whenever we go out, depending on what we're doing, we may stay out in a local village or somewhere. We go out and we operate. We spend our money out in the local shops, help them put money into their economy. We work with the locals trying to get them to help rebuild their areas. If there's something that needs to be rebuilt or fixed, we do whatever we can for them, along with the actual combat portion of our side.
In your time there, have you seen an improvement not only in the local forces' readiness, but also in the local people's attitude towards you?
It just depends on the area, how much U.S. military influence or Afghan military influence has been in the area over the time that the Afghan war has been here. Some areas that are farther removed may not have seen much military presence from the U.S.,
right.
So it may take them a little bit to warm up to us and accept what we're trying to help them with. It takes a while to build their trust. In other areas we've been in, there's been a military presence since pretty much the beginning of the war in late 2001, 2002, so they're more accustomed to us and they're easier to work with us.
But I would imagine that's always kind of on your mind as you are also deployed with the forces too, about having, you know, making sure that they understand what their job is going to be. I mean, as you hand this over to them, do you feel like they're getting more and more ready every day?
They seem to be able to accomplish any task that they do alongside of us, from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But the decision on them taking over from us in places and times, that's completely way above my position and what I do. So
Right. Well, tell us a little bit again about yourself. What do you like to do when you either have some downtime there at base or hobbies you like to have at home?
Well, whenever I'm off, I try and either play some golf, go out and do some hunting or fishing, go camping, try and go to, you know, country music concerts when I can, get out to football, baseball, games, every once in a while hockey. Not too much into the basketball thing, though.
But get out and get dirty. That sounds like it's a lifetime theme.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. As far as getting out and going to see concerts, who do you like to go see?
Some of my favorite ones I've seen has been George Strait, Brooks, and Dunn. I got to see them on their farewell concert in Virginia Beach about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Let's see, Dierks Bentley is the one I enjoyed, Clint Black, Toby Keith, Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of busy. Zach Brown Band just played in Raleigh recently. It was the worst traffic jam I ever saw. It was so many people going to that show. And I used to live up around Chesapeake there, too, so you get some good concerts. You get some good things up there. How did you end up with a home in Chesapeake?
Prior to being stationed at Camp Lejeune, I moved there last August. I was with the Marine Corps Security Forces in Yorktown, Virginia for about 3 years, and that's where I met my wife while I was up there. So,
So
she just stays up there because she's going through school. So until she's done with school, she lives up there with our house, and I live in Camp Lejeune, and then obviously spending this portion over here in Afghanistan.
Well, that's a great area up there. So I know you're anxious to get back. Are you able to stay in touch?
Usually, if we're not out operating, like specifically here at Delram, we've got pretty good access to internet and phones, and the internet here is good enough to where we can actually Skype with our families. So we've got pretty good accommodations for that stuff while we're here on Delram.
Yeah, and how important is that? I mean, you've got Marines that you're responsible for. How important is that they stay in touch with home?
It's definitely a huge stress relief for the Marines to be able to talk back home, whether it's their families or their wife and kids, because sometimes that's the only person you have to really have a relief or stress unload to talk to them, because sometimes you just can't say things or talk to certain people about it around you because you're around them every day here. So you'd be able to vent to your wife or your brother or your mom or whoever it is. Plus, that takes worries off of their mind back home because they know you're safe and nothing's wrong with you. So it's definitely good for both sides having that much of a contact with them.
We know that from talking with other interviews in the past, also talking with some of the food service people, too, that when you guys come back out from a mission, sleep, shower, and food are some of the top priorities. So how's the food there?
Belrome's probably got one of the best, if not the best, chow halls we've been to in Afghanistan so far. They have it pretty well stocked every time we've come back from mission, and anytime we've spent more than a few days or a week or two here, everything's definitely been a pretty good accommodation for us. The food's always good, no matter what type they got going on. It's usually pretty good to have whatever meal of the day it is.
Is there anything from maybe friends back home or maybe our listeners listening that you want them to know that maybe they misunderstand or not quite sure about what you guys are doing?
Not really. I mean, if I were to really explain anything else, it'd probably be stepping past what I'm probably allowed to say. So.
Yeah, well, we don't want to do that. We got to be careful there too. But again, we want to thank you, Sergeant Trumbull, for spending some time with us. It's an important mission that you're doing. We salute you, and we just are honored to be able to speak with you, and know that we'll be happy also that when you get back. So we look forward to having you back. Thanks for being with us today.
And thank you for having me on the show.